This meeting is now being recorded.
Okay, so thank you very much for joining the call today. So this is Latin Generation Panel call, and it's 12th of December 2017. We have Mariana, Mats, Bill, Dennis, John Paul, Mikal, Sarmad and Pitinan on the call. Is there anybody else on the call remotely? Okay, nobody else at this time. So over to you, Mariana and Mats. Thank you.
Okay. Will you share the my mail, which I sent early this morning? It is some stock of what we have done up to now and what I was thinking we should discuss today. I was thinking this morning, and I think this meeting will be the last one for this year because we are all a little bit tired and the holidays are coming and we shall not be very productive forcing something to be done in the next few weeks. So today meeting I am planning to be the last one for this year, and I wanted to take a stock of what we have done up to now and what we have to do in the future, and to ask you to think all about a few things which are not very clear to me what I had, how shall we proceed with something. So please, Sarmad is uploading the text times I sent this morning.
Okay, so this seems to be stuck in the process. Let me try again. Just I'm going to cancel this.
Mariana?
Yes. Yes.
Do you see my text in the chat?
Yes, I see it. I see it. You are working with the repertoire and you have found some issues. Okay, we could discuss it in the first. During the first point of agenda, because I took a stock of what we have done up to now. Those are two letters at the beginning, which I shall send to integration panel. I just wanted the whole panel to agree with this. I will send these two letters later this evening to integration panel as our proposal for the new letters to be added to MSR3. I mean, the deadline is somewhere in a few days more. I mean, 15th of December or something like this. I wrote it somewhere, but it doesn't matter. On the other hand, We have sent our comments to Cyrillic panel proposal with the differences between our variants and Cyrillic variants. So up to now we are, let's say, on time with everything we have planned. And that's all for the introduction. So we can start with the first point of the agenda. I have tried to say everything what I will see I have understood up to now. So, 15th of December is the last term to send the new letters to MSR, to our integration panel, and I will just write the same thing to generation panel and send the same text to integration panel. So we could it can take as the first sub point of the point one as resolved. So the second thing about repertoire was to make the clean copy of the repertoire in order to proceed with the further editing of the repertoire, I mean assignment of the references to the code points. And Matt, who is trying to make a clean copy of our repertoire, has found some issues. So please, Matt, will you be so kind to explain what are the problems you found up to now?
Well, I'm working through the document, the spreadsheet, so you will see the changes I'm making, or the updates I'm making in the document. In many ways, it just says no attestation, no attest. It means that we haven't found any language, and that's not an issue. But I've actually found at least one case so far that because I go and look at the sources too, I just don't accept it. I want to look at the references that we have to make sure that it makes sense, because that is what the integration panel will do. They will not just accept what we write; they will look at it and see if there is support for it. I have at least one case where there is no support for it, as far as I can see. So it means that, there is a second one where I question. I don't think it's supported. So there will come more. In some case, it was a reference to a language which is no longer using Latin script. And that was the only reference. So we will see things being removed from this. If you don't think that I'm doing wrong.
Yeah, I was looking at our Latin GT code points spreadsheet. I see some of them are not attested because some code points are not attested because we did not find them during our processing of our languages. That's one situation.
Line 22, if you look at that.
Line 22, just a moment. Line 22, cannot be attested. Latin spot letter A with Karen, Kirundi. It is something what was done before we started to annotate who is doing the processing of the language. So you didn't find the letter in this language, or what is?
Right. I go to the source. I see what it says, and I cannot find the support for that letter in that language.
It seems that might be mistakes in our table. Some.
Yes, and that's. I mean, I'm glad I looked at this all thoroughly, because I will find some these mistakes. So for every letter, unless it's a trivial one, which I know exists, like the A umlaut in Swedish, I know, and in German, etc., I know it's there, so I don't have to check that. But all other cases, I will open up the source and see if there's support for the letter. It will take some time, but it will increase the quality of. Yes.
Yes, of course, but maybe we can divide somehow the there is more than 200 of code points, and I don't have a stock at this moment how much of these code points are affected by during our processing of languages, but at least half of them are affected. So it means 100 and more or less code points should be, let's say, confirmed somehow.
That's 600, and I have done 100.
And you have done 100.
Yes.
We have 600. So
yeah.
It is a lot of...
I will be... Yes, but right now I have time. I don't have so much else to do at work, so it is fine.
But do you need any help to finish it? That's my thinking. If you need help, we can try to find some other volunteer, someone maybe volunteer to help you doing this job again. It will be faster than before,
right.
But at least it will take a lot of time to attest everything the second time.
Right. I can do the rest. No problem. I think it would be a good idea if someone else checks I've done. So I have a question mark in row 62. So that one, of course, I'd like Rachel, because she... Pardon?
Yeah, just continue to speak.
Maker was the one that has reported this, I'd like him to check.
Is this at line 62?
Yes, it's line 62.
Yes. It's I don't know if it's possible. It's a combination of Latin small letter A with macron and combining acute accent in Tongan. I
take a look at it and find the sources and sum it up somehow, okay?
Now it is a little bit easier to attest letters because some of these languages in Omniglot got an alphabet in Excel, as Excel table, so it is easier to attest letters. Yeah, I cannot see the same this letter in Tongan, so we have just dropped it.
The problem is that you cannot only look at the official alphabet of a language.
Yes.
Or you cannot,
yes.
Not, because sometimes a language uses diacritics, which they don't consider be a separate letter, but to support that language, we need that support. So, and Omniglot is not fully consistent when it comes to describing the letters in a language.
Did you take a look at the Dropbox if there were any sources inside? By any chance?
Pardon me?
So when I did research I found sources such as, for example, PDF files, I copied them into our shared Dropbox, either referencing them by code point, so a separate folder named with the code point, or a separate folder named with the language name, and I highlighted relevant areas, for example, in yellow or something.
Okay.
So did you take a look if there were sources regarding this particular case in this particular language in the Dropbox?
No, there is no reference here to anything in Dropbox. So no, I haven't looked at that.
Okay, I'll take a look.
I don't know if we should, how much we should discuss this today. I'm willing to do the rest of the work.
By yourself.
Will we be done before?
I
found a tempo to work in. I think it works pretty well.
Okay.
So I'll be done before next meeting with this.
Okay.
No problem. Because I have time now.
Okay, that's nice. That's nice because it is a huge amount of work.
Yeah, but this week and next week, I don't have much else to do at work.
Okay. So, let's try it to...
Did Mariana drop off?
Yes, I can't hear her. Mats, would you like to continue till Mariana joins?
Sorry. Hello, do you hear me now?
Yeah, we
can. Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, I don't know why my phone dropped the line. It happens. So I'm back again. Up to this moment, it is clear that the checking of our Latin DC code point table should be redone, and Matt thinks that he can do it by himself. I think if he needs help, he should ask me or anyone else. We just to get a block of code points and to tell us how exactly he wants this code point to be attested, that we can help him. So, please, if you see that you are somehow, that you don't have enough time, please be free to ask and we shall help. At least I can offer my time to help to redo it, because this is the most important thing, to finish our repertoire and to have it properly done, and that we are okay with the way what we have done, that we are sure that we have done our best. Yes, please.
Right. I have no problem of doing this.
Okay.
I don't think it's that huge. task to do. It isn't.
Okay, that's very good, because you will do it in the best way. We can help if you need help, that's all. And take in mind that it should be done, let's say, in some reasonable time, at least till the next hour meeting, I mean at the beginning of January, in order to give the material to someone else to make references to these code points, because also it is a huge amount of time will be needed to make references to for all our code points in the way it is expected by integration panel and by how it is stated in the template, how our future report should look. Maybe I'm a little bit confused.
Hi,
yes.
Mariana. This is Sarma. Just to let you know that I think we'll start that work in parallel, so it doesn't really make us stop doing progress on that thread. So that those two things are not dependent, I think.
I was wondering. I have one other question on my mind. If we are sending this repertoire to integration panel, should it be only code points which we attested during the processing of languages? I mean, we didn't find half of code points which are in MSF2. Will our repertoire have only code points which we attested during processing of the languages? That's the question for you, Sarman, if I was clear.
Yes, only that list.
Only that list. Okay. So, and you think you can do in parallel with the mass tracking of the repertoire, you can start doing those references. It won't be a problem.
Start doing that. It should be possible to do it in parallel. Not a problem.
Okay. That's much better. Yes.
I'm not sure. What will be done in parallel?
Please, Sarma, explain. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, so actually, when we do the LGR, we actually need a numbered list for references rather than just a URL kind of thing. So what we're going to do is just add numbers against each URL, a unique number to refer them to, and then use those numbers and add a reference section accordingly in the Google document, the document we are going to develop for Latin GP, so that these numbers can be used in the table for repertoire rather than the whole links, and the links will be available against those numbers at the end of the document.
Okay, will it be a problem of hole in the list? I mean, right. If you add numbers to the references, and maybe you add a certain number like 54 to a reference, that when I come to that code point, I see that no, that is not used. I mean, it's not, we will not use that reference. So then, reference number 54 would not be used in our report. Is that a problem?
It shouldn't be. We can adjust that. We can even, you know, if worse comes to worse, we could skip a number. I don't think that makes a difference. But in any case, even we can still keep it continuous, because we can then reassign, you know, it's a copy replace thing, we can reassign the number from the last reference to that reference and so on. So we will manage that. I don't think you need to worry about that.
I think it would be preferred that we will skip, because then we will not have, I mean, if we set a number to a reference, then that will be fixed. And so there's less risk that things get, we have different numberings of the same reference.
Okay, sure.
That's my point of view. I mean, it shouldn't be a problem if we say that it's removed, weapons removed, or so that we signal to them that we don't have reference that we don't use, because that's also a bad thing. They might ask, what is that reference for that you have in your niche that you don't use?
Sure, so we'll manage it. I don't, so I guess we'll manage it accordingly, no problem.
Right, because I will probably not add any references with my work, unlikely. If I do, I could highlight that in some way and make it taken, put a note of that, and also send an email of that or something. It's very unlikely
sure.
I will add something.
Right. And the numbers we put in, we will actually update the Google document. We'll add a separate column so that everybody can see that as well.
Yeah, our reference, I mean reference importing inclusion, will not be removed until we have all the things settled in the proper way. So we shall have an extra column in which will be the reference number of the references used to attest this letter. I think that's the way I understood everything.
Right.
Yes.
I suggest that we ignore A to Z.
That we? Sorry? What did you suggest? I didn't...
Right. I propose that we just ignore A to Z. Latin A to Latin Z. I don't think that we
sure.
need
so
to...
So I think what could be done is just put ASCII as a reference to that, and that should be sufficient.
I mean, we don't need to include that. Right. So we don't need... references supporting ASCII A to ASCII Z, because they are given.
Yes.
Sure.
I think it is okay. I mean, Sarmat and Matt, do you understand each other? That's my... Because I don't hear Matt very well.
Yes, sir, we understand each other, Mariana.
That's the main I'm happy with it. If you understand each other, I'm happy with it.
and unless I have Sarmad's Skype number, so I can call him.
Okay.
I will complete this before Christmas.
Oh, that will be very fast. I mean, in 10 days or something like this. Thank you very much for doing it. Thank you very much. So there will be enough time to make those references as it is expected. And if you have any problem with anything, we can make one more telephone call if it is necessary. But I think it is better to exchange information using email, because people will scatter around during these holidays. So I don't think we should plan another meeting before January. Or if you think it should be organized another telephone conference, please send me a message and I'll try to organize it. Okay.
Okay. So when I find something which I'm going to ask a question to.
Yes.
Should we then have a conference on that, or should I just send an email to the list?
I think it is better to send an email to the list and to see maybe someone other should have some proposal how to resolve the problem. Onto how to get more information about it, and if there will be a few problems which cannot be solved via email, we have enough time to solve it till our meeting in Brussels. We have the whole month after the whole January to solve it. We shall have at least one or two conferences during January. So it is better not to push people to attend the meetings if we can solve it by email. And I don't expect to have hundreds of problems, maybe 2, 3, 5, 10 of it. I don't know, because we shall see. Please send the message to email, and we shall see how shall we proceed after that. If there is a lot of problems, we could organize one telephone conference, maybe using Doodle Pool or whatever mechanism is suitable for this situation. What do you think?
I think that sounds good.
Yeah. Because I don't want people to be, to think about Latin GP conference during the holidays, that's all. Okay. Is there any other discussion about this topic? Max will clean the table. Salma will try to give the references on the same table. And if there will be any other problems, we shall share the problems on email and via email, and we shall see if there will be need for any telephone conference before the January. I don't think so, but we shall see. Okay. Any other discussion or a suggestion according to this topic? No. So we can... I put a few questions about repertoire, which was on my mind during preparing this agenda. The next one is, what shall we do with cities we found in our repertoire? Should we submit them to IT, or shall we make a special separate table with sequences, or skip it at all? I don't know what was the other panels are doing with this, but maybe someone can help us with this.
So sequences are normally listed in the repertoire table.
So they will be in the repertoire table. Okay. So this is the answer to my question. Thank you, Salma, very much. And last problem we had with the repertoire, those are these clicking sounds in African language, which I'm not sure that I cannot pronounce it properly. And as I looked a little bit around, those signs are marked as punctuations. They are p-valid, but they are excluded from MSR2, and the reason for this, for exclusion, they are painted in pink, and they are excluded because of the 01C1 or something like this. They are excluded because they are classified as African letters for clicks if you are looking at MSR2, the number 13, page 13. And also there is another comment, they are limited on declining use because only educational. So it seems to me, that's my thinking, maybe I'm wrong, we cannot include those letters in our repertoire because they are classified as punctuation, although we got the letter from an expert for African languages that those letters are used. And my first thinking is that we should exclude them, because all the punctuation marks are excluded, and that will stop the discussion about this. And what is your opinion, Matt, please?
Well, I mean, they are not punctuation marks in a Unicode sense. They are just converted in Unicode as punctuation. And
Yes,
and I think that it probably means that they are look like punctuations. Because
yes,
they definitely, they are letters in a Unicode sense, and used as letters also in writing. And in Unicode database, the test is limited or declined use educational, but I don't think, I think that it's not, when we look at material, it doesn't look like it's only educational or declining use. There is, however, a problem with the fourth one, which looks like an exclamation mark.
Because
it looks like an exclamation mark. But the other three are less obviously problematic. And
yes.
Where do you, on, you say page 13, what document on page 13?
I mean MSR 2 non-CJK 13 April 2015 English. I'm looking at the MSR 2 announce. Yeah.
Oh, yes, it's 13. Yes, it's 13.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the page 13 of 116 pages. And they are colored in pink. My personal opinion, but I'm not an expert, I will include them, but maybe they will refuse inclusion because they are marked as punctuation. And if you look to the other characteristics of these letters, they are completely correct for to be included. So, could we propose to integration panel to remove these letters from the state of to give them the regular state? I don't know. I just wanted to discuss it with you. What we shall do with this? Oh yeah, Michael, please, Michael.
Yes, thank you. I just want to point out that Xhosa is the official language of the South African Republic. And Xhosa was given official status as per the 1996 constitution of that republic. So it's, unless I'm mistaken, it has official status. You can submit documents. The state has to provide multilingual documents and multilingual service in Xhosa. And they also have to provide, I think, schooling at elementary level. I'm trying to look for the reference regarding the actual use in South Africa, like schooling and official use. But I already copied the reference from Wikipedia, which clearly states that it's an official language of South Africa. Thank you.
So it probably changed the status. It is no more status number 4. I mean, EGI DS4, maybe it has some different status or something like this. We should investigate this. But if it is official language of South Africa, we should take it into consideration and probably try to give the language more respect. What the other people
think? This is Sarmad.
Yes, please.
Make a comment. So,
yes,
if you're unsure at this time, and you think it may actually be included at a later time, or you would want to be included at a later time, you should consider it including these letters in your request to the integration panel. Because
you mean this one we are preparing to send till the 15th of December?
Yes, exactly. Even if you want to consider them, then obviously they need to be yellow. And so in the MSR, the MSR doesn't mean that they have to be included. It just means that if you eventually need them to be included, they would need to be obviously available for the GP for inclusion. So even if you're not sure at this time, you could still make, you know, share that information that there is evidence that further evidence which you need to consider, but perhaps for that to be possible, you would need these letters there. And in that case, I guess IP would make it clear whether they need to be, they are excluding it because of some punctuation resemblance constraint, or whether there are other reasons which they had considered, and because of your additional information, they can reconsider that as well. Either way, I think it may actually be useful to clarify it with IP in case you are considering including it at a later stage. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. May I call, please?
Sorry, I just forgot taking down my hand, but I went. Anyways, I was.
Oh, I think you.
Evident for this particular language. Sorry, I've copied references to the chat box.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Shall I? Then I will prepare the. After this meeting, I will prepare the letter to integration panel. I'm just trying to wrap up this discussion. I will write a letter to integration panel asking to include those two code points which we found as a new one in MSR 3. And also, I will need some help with language about it to ask them to consider removing the pink color from MSR 2 for these four letters used by the African language languages, which are language which was which became the official language of the country, and to see what will be their reaction. So the letter will have two parts: one of asking for inclusion of two new letters, and the other one for asking integration panel to change the status of these four letters, which are used as a letter in official language in South Africa. And I will need some help with language to do it in the proper way, because I'm not sure that my language is good enough. So we have two persons. I don't know which one was the first, Mats or Sarmad. I didn't see. Let's hear Mats, and after that Sarmad. Mats, please. Mats, unmute your phone. Yeah, that's it.
Yes, I'm sorry. There is no difference between the two first letters and the last four. The situation is the same. They have excluded from MSR 2. If you look in the table, they are pink. All four are pink.
Yeah.
So I think that we could present them together. Either we decide to take just the two, or would present all six at the same time. Or we decide to take a subset of the six.
Okay. That's another solution. Let's hear what Sarmad has to say. Sarmad, please.
Right. From the four, I think the letter which looks like an exclamation mark, I would probably suggest you consider excluding it, because that's very clearly similar to a punctuation mark. And so that obviously may not be possible. The other three are something which are not clearly a punctuation mark. So I guess that's what I was suggesting, that the Latin GP can clarify that with IP to see whether those can be considered. Thank you.
Okay. Mats, do you want to say something more? Again, your phone is muted. No. Okay. So, I will prepare the letter for integration panel asking them to include 5 letters, which in the next version of MSR tool, and give the proper references to these letters. And I will share this letter this evening with Generation Panel, and please help me to make this letter better, correct my English language. Is it what we have concluded up to now?
Yeah. You want us to check the writing?
Yes, sorry. I didn't hear you.
Bill has raised his hand. Let him speak.
I just wanted to say I do have time in the next 2 or 3 weeks if you would like me to help with the English phrasing.
Yes, please, because I need it. I need it really bad. but I will send this letter this evening, and I need it ready tomorrow because till the 15th of December I have to send it to integration panel. Today it is 12th. So we have 2 days to finish this letter for new letters in proposed to be the new in MSR 3. Okay. That's what we have done up to now. So I think those are all the problems I have mentioned up to now with the repertoire, with the finishing our repertoire. Is there any other discussion about it? Any other suggestions? Any other problems? No, everybody is still, so we can proceed to the point number 2 of our agenda of today. Variant group has finished. That's my thought. That's what I have understood up to today. Variant group has done the Cyrillic, the variants with Cyrillic language and Cyrillic script, and we sent the public comment on time to the Cyrillic panel, and they have started to work with Armenian, variants with Armenian. We sent some letters to clarify how the Armenian panel was doing their work, and we didn't receive any answers yet. And they intend, Dennis is here. Please, Dennis, will you say a few words about the status of the variant group?
Sure, Mariana. You just gave a quick update. So yes, so we submitted the results of the Latin Cyrillic analysis to the Cyrillic panel to weigh in on our findings. So we expect those comments back, soon, I guess. So we are working on the Armenian, but as you said, we found difficult to replicate their work. So we asked them to provide some information or background as to how, what typeface fonts they use in their analysis so that we can replicate it or decide a different direction. In the meantime, so we are going to start working on the Greek as we wait for the Armenian input. And our next meeting is going to be in the first week of January. So I think yesterday I sent a doodle poll for the available times to select a date. So everybody that is, so Michael, Bill, they already responded. I mean, Matt, Mirjana, and others that are interested in participating to respond to the poll, so we can make a selection on the date. And that's where we are.
Thank you, Dennis. Let me check. I didn't see the Google. I didn't see the Doodle poll for the next. Okay, I'll find it later. For this Doodle poll, I didn't see the letter, but it doesn't matter. I will find my way. Concerning when we are discussing about variant group tasks, I have written a letter to Vagelis Segredakis. This is the guy who is administrator of .gr domain name. I've sent him a letter before, let's say, a few days, but I didn't get any response from him. So I think I might call him by phone, but I don't expect any spectacular results from this call. So I think if we should start considering production of variants with Greek based on MSR2, and because I don't expect that they can finish all the tasks about Greek generation panel soon. So I must, maybe my thoughts are wrong, but maybe you have some other information which can help us with the Greek generation panel.
So, Mirjana, the Greek GP presented their current solution at the ICANN 60 meeting in Abu Dhabi, and that information is available online. And I guess some of the panel members who were there attended that meeting presentation as well, and a follow-up discussion. So instead of doing all the characters from the MSR2, if there is a difference, it may actually be useful to start with the list of characters they have presented in their presentation. So that's another option. Thank you.
Yeah, sorry, I missed this presentation or I forgot it. The voting might be correct. So if there is any Greek presentation, we can use this presentation from ICANN 61 and start with it.
Sure.
That will be the best way.
What we can do is I can circulate that presentation to the Latin GP group.
Yes, please. I don't know how I missed it. It happens. Okay. That's all about variant. And again, at the end, we have a few more minutes. I just want you, everybody, to think. I was proposing to make some more reports which could be included in our final report. I mean some statistics which can be derived from the data we have collected up to now. But if anyone thinks that some of these tables or proposals of statistics is not suitable, please tell me on time. Otherwise, I will spend more time producing these statistics and I don't want to spend the time in vain. I mean, to spend it and not get. And the report won't be used in the final report. And if you have any other idea, please send me any other ideas. Because I think we should use all of the data we have to present to integration partners how seriously we. How our approach was very serious and that we took as much into consideration as much facts as we could. I won't take you any more of your time. My proposal for the next meeting is to have the draft working group telephone conference on January the 9th. and the generation panel meeting on January the 16th. And till this time, I hope we shall have most of our data processed and put in the right place. And that's all what I was planning to do today. Is there any other suggestions or thoughts or problems or whatever? Sorry. No? So thank you, everybody, for joining this meeting today. Have a nice holidays next 20 days. And we shall hear each other on the January the 9th. After when we shall see where we are at this moment and what we have done up to now, up to that time. So thank you very much for being present to this meeting and have a good holidays. Thank you all.
Thank you,
Mariana. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.